WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
There are several new Christmas movies playing in theaters this season, like Scrooged and Ernest Saves Christmas. But critic Ken Tucker says it's the old ones that are sometimes most comforting, and a lot of those are now available on home video. Ken's got a review of one of his favorites.
With the advent of the video revolution, a new Christmas tradition has taken hold. Rent a bunch of holiday movies, pop some microwave popcorn, and sit back to await the arrival of Santa Claus. These days, you don't have to be content with watching Frank Capra's It's a Wonderful Life for the 100th time either. More and more classic holiday films are coming out on cassette. This year's big title, for example, is probably the 1951 British version of A Christmas Carol, starring Alastair Sim as Scrooge. But I'd like to call your attention to a sleeper, a less well-known film that's a very satisfying Christmas movie. The Bishop's Wife, made in 1947, has a great cast: Cary Grant, David Niven, and Loretta Young. It's about the travails of an ambitious young Episcopal bishop, played by Niven, who's having trouble raising the funds for the cathedral he wants to build in his sleepy New England town. Loretta Young is his long-suffering wife, and Cary Grant plays a dapper angel in a business suit sent down from heaven to show this couple the meaning of true happiness. All this takes place during the week before Christmas. It sounds gloppy, and as directed by Henry Koster, it sometimes is. But more often than that, The Bishop's Wife is gently funny and truly original, a rare example of a religious comedy that's both true to its faith and dryly witty. Early in the film, Cary Grant first appears to a very startled David Niven.
Look, I'm afraid I must ask you to telephone my secretary for an appointment. I'm in the middle of dinner.
I know, Henry. Your soup will keep warm. You asked for help.
I? Who told you I asked for help?
Well, you were known to be a good man, Henry, and you were heard. I was instructed to come here in answer to your prayer.
Who are you?
I'm an angel.
I beg your pardon?
I'm an angel. No wings at the moment, but...
You're an angel. Well, I knew it. I've been working too hard.
In The Bishop's Wife, the Christmas spirit involves rediscovering the small pleasures in life, trimming a Christmas tree, singing carols, recognizing your own good fortune. This isn't a new message, but it's one that the movie delivers with a minimum of sentimentality. Although much of it is couched as comedy, we do get to see the way priests must cater to their parishioners in a delicate system of emotional politics. What comes across is the idea that a church is a business as well as a source of comfort and inspiration. As the bishop's wife, Loretta Young is dreamily depressed. She feels that David Niven is pursuing his career goals without taking her happiness into account. The movie strongly implies that Young is thoroughly infatuated with the suave, handsome angel, and that's understandable. I mean, imagine meeting someone who looks like Cary Grant who can also walk through walls. As for Grant himself, he's interestingly reined in here. He holds back, as if content to let David Niven's fuss-budget bishop get all the good laughs. The result is one of Grant's most charming performances, simply because he looks so genial and at ease with himself. There are a lot of Christmas cassettes around, everything from White Christmas to Miracle on 34th Street to my favorite holiday cartoon, Mr. Magoo's Christmas. But The Bishop's Wife is the one to munch popcorn by if you're up for something a little more low-key and different.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.